Hello, and welcome to a special report from the Cosmic Companion for October 26, 2020. Water on the moon has been seen before in the shadows of craters. Now, water has been detected on the sunlit face of the moon as well. Water is essential to the exploration of the solar system, and this presents one of the greatest challenges to the colonization of space. The discovery of water ice hidden in the dark recesses of deep craters opens new resources for astronauts as they reach out beyond the Earth. However, accessing that water deep within treacherous craters would be challenging. Water was just found in Clavius Crater, one of the largest craters in the moon's southern hemisphere, which is visible from Earth. This suggests water deposits may be found throughout the lunar surface. Researchers previously saw evidence of water on the sunlit surface of the moon, but evidence was uncertain. Hydroxyl, a fragment of molecules consisting of one atom each of hydrogen and oxygen, could have created the signal seen by researchers. The Stratospheric Observatory for Infrared Astronomy, or SOFIA, is a modified Boeing 747SP aircraft, allowing researchers a chance to lift an infrared telescope above most of the interfering water-rich atmosphere of Earth. Using the Faint Object Infrared Camera for the SOFIA telescope, or FORECAST, aboard SOFIA, researchers examine the moon in infrared light centered at a wavelength of 6.1 microns, confirming the presence of water.
Several studies have showed that water on the moon's surface is in its permanently shadowed craters. Today, we are announcing that for the first time, water has been confirmed to be present on a sunlit surface of the moon.
This particular wavelength is seen from molecules of water, but not from hydroxyl, allowing researchers to confirm that they were looking at full-fledged water molecules. The atmosphere of Earth is also fairly quiet at this wavelength, aiding observations with SOFIA. How the water got on the moon, however, remains a mystery. One possibility is it arrived via micrometeorites depositing water on the moon. Or it might form as hydrogen arriving on the solar wind reacts with oxygen in the surface of the moon, forming hydroxyl molecules, which are transformed into water through the impact of micrometeorites. The water may now be caught up in glass beads, or it could be hidden between grains of soil in the form of ice. All in all, the lunar surface appears to hold roughly 12 ounces of water in each cubic meter of lunar surface. NASA is currently planning to send the first woman and the next man to the moon in 2024. As human exploration of the solar system expands, it will be vital to provide colonists with water. Additional studies will be conducted of the moon using SOFIA and other instruments, searching for answers to how this water forms, moves, and stays stable in the harsh, sunlit conditions on the lunar surface. If you enjoyed this episode of The Cosmic Companion, please share the show on YouTube, Facebook video, or in any major podcast provider. We depend on support from viewers like you. Learn ways you can support this program at thecosmiccompanion.com/support. If you live in the United States and have not already done so, please remember to vote on or before November 3rd. For more details on space and astronomy news, please visit thecosmiccompanion.com or thecosmiccompanion.net.
You're listening to Astronomy News with the Cosmic Companion, a podcast focused on making science accessible to everyone, including weekly interviews with groundbreaking scientists. We depend on support from fans like you, helping us bring science news and education directly to listeners around the globe. Visit us at thecosmiccompanion.net/support for information on subscriptions and other ways you can help support this program. Subscriptions start at just 99 cents a month. Show your love of astronomy and space exploration by visiting thecosmiccompanion.net/support today.